What it is yeah, your boy, yeah, yeah, your boy. Coming at you one more game with this wild clip notes for the Bible. For a real nigga. Who would ever thought somebody make some clip notes for the Bible? For a real. That's what it is. Glad to be around y'all once again. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's in voice and everything, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate this opportunity, man, to spit this good word to you. So without further ado, let's do two things I got to do before we get started and go and get started. Lord, I thank you once again for allowing me, Lord, allowing us, even the listeners, oh Lord, allowing us to be here today, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to cover and keep us, Lord, continue to work on us, Lord, that we may hear you say, well done. I ask you to help me, Lord, to continue to strive to break down this Bible, Lord, to maybe where someone out there may want to pick up that book a little bit more for themselves and see the power within it, oh Lord. I just come to you, Lord, trying to be an usher to your people for you, Lord, and continue to work on me. Continue to help me strive toward that purpose, man. You know, I love you. Couldn't do nothing without you. But I can do everything with you, you know. As long as you're strengthening me. I appreciate you. All the glory and honor shall be thine. Praise shall always go unto you. See, so many more blessings in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right, where we at? I believe we are at chapter 23. Yeah, I think we are at chapter 23, y'all. And I gotta be honest, chapter 23 is kind of a sad chapter, you know, in the story of Abram, to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I kind of, when I read the Bible, or when I read it, starting out and have and continue to read it, I kind of like try to see about seeing if I could put myself in the shoes, you know what I'm saying? Kind of see where people coming from with what, you know? And one of the things that make 23 a sad chapter is that the dynamic duo that started this journey, man. Started this journey because together, the ride or die clique that started together kind of turned to a solo show, you know, because Sarah, this is the chapter where Sarah dies, you know, pass away. I don't like saying die, you know. We grew up seeing a lot of killing and shit. You don't really like using. I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's just me. But she passed away, you know what I'm saying? She lived a good while, though. I want to say she was 127. So if she was 127, Abe was 128 on this chapter right here. And if Sarah started the journey at 74 with Abram, and she passes away at, what is it, 120? Yeah, she's 74 when she started. She's 127 when she passed away. So I want to say that's a good 50-something year. You know what I'm saying? What did I say it again? 27, right? And she was 74 when she started, right? So yeah, about a good 53. About a good 53, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice ride, because I want to say, like, Isaac, because she didn't have Isaac. And she had Isaac when she was 99. So I want to say Isaac probably about a good 28, you know what I'm saying, when Sarah, a.k.a. Sarah, passed away, you feel me? In chapter 23, is where, you know, Abram, they say Abram mourned, you know what I'm saying, for Sarah. And he's look for a place to, you know what I'm saying, bury her. You feel me? So he holla at the Sons of Health. You know what I'm saying? I want to say they right outside of Mamre. And Mamre is where, like, Abe kind of, like, settled in. Like, he came in, you know, place close to Cycle. You know what I'm saying? But he kind of chilled out at Mamre. You know what I'm saying? That was one of his spots that he chilled out at. And he wanted to bury Sarah, though. He did. So he went to him, and you know what I'm saying? And he asked him, you know, I was wondering if I could, you know, bury my dad amongst y'all. You know what I'm saying? I could bury my wife here, man. You know, we love this place. This is where it kind of all, you know, started for us for real. And we got plenty of good memories here, man. And it'll be a real good thing if I could bury her here, you know, if I don't care how much it costs. Whatever the cost is, cause it don't matter, Mama G. Just go on, let me bury my baby here. You know what I'm saying? So, say the Children of Health looked at him like a prince. But he was telling them, when he was telling them, can I bury my dad? He was like, man, I'm a sojourner here. Basically, like, I know I ain't from around here. I wasn't born here. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, like, over here. For like that, you did. I know I'm just passing through, man, but we really did enjoy being here, and this is one of the places that we love to be at, and I was wondering if I could bury her here. And they was like, man, you a prince among us. Like, that's deep, dog. Like, let me take a sec on that one, man. I know, because this chapter ain't very big, but I want to, man, to how cool do you have to be, dog? For mother, all right, let's say, you know, I'm from Beeham. Okay, I go to Beeham, and let's just say I got kinfolk in Memphis. So let's just say I go to Memphis, you know what I'm saying? And I just chill in Memphis, dog, like for a good 50-something years, you feel me? And even though I'm just like, I'm still from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm still telling them, I'm from Birmingham. I just came chill out here, and y'all showed me nothing but love. Since I've been here in M-Town, Funky Town, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything. And the people in Memphis looking at me like a prince. And that, you know what I'm saying? That's, you got to be a cool-ass nigga to pull some shit off like that. That's why I feel like God is the coolest of the coolest, because his people just seem like to mesh with people that, you know what I'm saying, that ain't even they folk, you feel me? Especially in Abraham time, because in Abraham time, his family is like one of the only people for real, passing down the word of God and passing down the stories of God to the point to where God is uplifting Abraham to make him a great nation out of it. So it's a lot of people around him that don't know God like he know God. But when you see somebody who walk in God, it's like, man, they the coolest, cuz. It's like, ain't nothing you can't ask them for from, you know what I'm saying, that they won't give you. You know what I'm saying? They throw that good word, that good knowledge on you, good wisdom, you know what I'm saying? That soul food shit. More than just like a preacher giving you a sermon type shit, like some soul food for your soul, but from God, cuz he a man of God, you know what I'm saying? So for them to consider him like a prince, you know, my bad. I kind of went off into a little bit on the prince thing. But that's cool, because he ain't even from there. But they telling him, you know, we consider you a prince, man. You can get whichever, you know what I'm saying, spot you want, man. Go and get whatever spot. You ain't got to pay no money for it. We give you whatever one you want. And Abram, yeah. Okay, that's a good way of putting it. Abram, being considered a prince to these people is bowing himself. And, you know, bowing yourself is a form of humbling yourself, saying that, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got it, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Just like respect, you feel me? Like a salute, you dig? Oh, yeah, like a salute, basically. And he was basically saluting children, humbling himself to the kids of health. He bowed himself even to the kids of that city. That's a modest man. That's true factor, cause like, you know, they consider you a prince. So you can stand on your own too. You ain't gotta bow to any people. They consider you a prince. But the person that they consider a prince is bowing himself to these people. And he was like, if you could talk to Ephron for me, you know what I'm saying? Because the feel of Machpelah, you know what I'm saying? I love to get it. And tell me, don't matter how much cow cut, I want it, man. That's the spot I want. If I could get that one, I'd be all right. And, you know, Ephron was actually in the crowd of people, though, you know, amongst the sons of hell. And Ephron was like, hear me, my lord. Because, you know, that salute kind of respect thing when they call him lord. It wasn't like they call him God, you know what I'm saying? They just, it's a respect thing. It's like saying sir, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, I just say sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, Mr. Abram. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. You ain't got to pay for none of this, man. And he's saying it in front of everybody. Loud enough for everybody to hear it, even the people who come through the gates. In front of his sons, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you ain't got to pay for it, man. I give you that, man. No charge. It's yours. And Abraham said, okay, you can give it to me. But I tell you what, I'm going to give you what it's worth. I'm going to give you money for it, because whatever it's worth, I give you for it. And Ephron was like, okay, hey. You know what I'm saying? Okay, cut. The land worth 400 shekels of silver. But what's that between me and you? You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing, cuz. All right, I looked up 400 pieces, you know, 400 shekels, you know what I'm saying, of silver in today's currency time. Bro, that's $128,000, cuz, roughly. Abe had some chain, cuz. When they said it wasn't hurt for silver and gold, they meant that shit, cuz. Like, he paid it. He gave him that, you know what I'm saying? He said it's 400 shekels. He gave it to the merchant, you know what I'm saying? And witness in front of everybody, in front of the kids and everything that I paid you for it. And the sons of health was like, bet, we're going to make sure that don't nobody fuck with your shit. This Abe shit right here, from all the trees to the cave, all the little, everything in that little spot right there, that's Abe's. Don't nobody fuck with Abe shit, dog. That's Abe shit right there on everything. And, he buried it, though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for chapter 23, that's pretty much how it is on paper. But I do want to elaborate a little bit more on Sarah, man. You know what I'm saying? Sarah was Abraham's right or die. You know what I'm saying? Right-hand woman. Like, if you ever experienced a ride or die in your life for some woman in your life that really play an intricate role, you know what I'm saying? If you're a real nigga and you claim her, you know what I'm saying? That's an intricate role right there. Like, you know that, come on, man, on a 50-some-year journey, you feel me? It's times in that point where Abe wanted to give up. But Sarah wouldn't let him. And if anybody experienced the, because Sarah, her name, which I believe her, she fulfilled the character of her name. Her name is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, virtue is like woman, like the epitome of what a woman should carry herself like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so women are very supportive. Especially when they love you, you know what I'm saying? And her and Abe were like tight, tight. She lied for this nigga on a couple occasions, cuz. Like, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? She loved him so much that when she felt like she was at an age that it might not pop off for her, she was willing to put somebody else there for him to have that. Like, that's love, man. That wasn't done out of, like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, Abe just trying to slick talk and having a threesome or something. No, they really trying to have a child here, you know what I'm saying? And she really looking at it like, I really want this to happen for him. You know what I'm saying? For us. Because if it happened for him, I know he gonna share it with me. So even if it's not coming from me, he gonna share it with me like it's mine. You know what I'm saying? And that's love. Like, in the Bible, one thing, just having my women as my hero, my grandma, my mom, my sister, you know what I'm saying, my girl, you know, these are women I look at and I see the strength and I see the way that they carry themselves and move, and sometimes they know when stuff going on with you, when you thinking you got everything together in front of everybody, you don't really tell people what's going on, but they know. They pray for you. Oh, man, the prayers, you know what I'm saying? I know she was praying for Abe, cause heavily, man. Like, Abe lost something. Like, hey, they say Abe grieved, you know what I'm saying? So that was a tough one to take. It was a tough to take. I could tell she was a good mother, because we're going to see in the chapters to come that Isaac took the shit hard, too. You know, Isaac was about 28 when she passed away, but that shit hurt. Like, that took him a minute. It actually took him to find another love of his life to get over the loss of the love in his life with his mom. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sarah was a very powerful, loving, and impactful woman to the people she was around. So, shout out to the real women out there. You know what I'm saying? That hang on. Even when the dream don't look like it's supposed to be, like, you know what I'm saying? It don't playing out right. You feel me? You hang in there. You keep praying. You keep having faith. And you follow through and you see it. Because I know they had a joyous time. You know what I'm saying? Actually having a kid and raising a kid. They got him to see it in his 20s. So they got to see the man be grown. She got him to see, you know, see him be grown and everything like that, though. You feel me? And who would have known at 99 she'll live to see her child get grown. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure she instilled a lot in them and a lot of love. And shout out to Sarah. Even though, you know what I'm saying, this is the chapter she passed away, I know she left a legacy that, you know what I'm saying, can be admired. You did. But yeah. That's chapter 23. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for listening. You feel me? We're getting to chapter 24. On the next one, chapter 24, we'll be covering. Yeah. Basically, the love of the life that changes Isaac. You know what I'm saying? That kind of like uplift Isaac's spirit. You know what I'm saying? That whole process of the woman that gets put in his life get explained in chapter 24. I think that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, that's what 24 about. But yep. We're gonna do it like that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We gonna do it, man. Appreciate y'all. Hope y'all listening and enjoyed it. Like I say, man, this one wasn't very long. You did. So, sorry if y'all looking for a long. And you know what I'm saying? Some of these chapters gonna come off like that, you feel me? So, till the next time we get it in, we gonna do it like that, though. Ciao.